Baie welkom weer by ons getuienisprogram Draaipunt en dankie dat jy inskakel elke week om net weer bevestiging te kry. Man, as ek vir jou moet sê, hoeveel mense laat weet weekliks vir my dat hulle soveel inspirasie put uit Draaipunt en moed kry om weer aan te stap. So onthou as jy getuienis het, iemand moet daarna luister. Moenie vergeet om vir my te laat weet nie. Jy stuur vir my SMS na 32716. Dit kos vir jou R1, net met die woord Draaipunt en dan bel ek vir jou. Of jy stuur vir my 'n WhatsApp 0844104104 of 'n Telegram weer net met die woord Draaipunt. Ek bel vir jou en ons neem dit op. Nou onlangs in die nuus. Very recently was this shocking video that was sent around by a school girl that was horribly, horribly bullied by another girl. In fact, it ended up in that young girl taking her own life. Now people are sitting up and they're saying, we have to do something. Well, I think very few people have never been bullied in their life in some way, but it's seldom so violent and so rife. And it seems to me today there's a lot of pent-up anger, and especially with media today, school children are bullied and it's sent all over the world and it has terrifying consequences. With me in the studio today, I've got a beautiful young girl. She is a model. And if you look on our Facebook page, you'll see her photo. Then you can see why I say it's a beautiful young girl. Kaylee Jagers is with me. Welcome. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Now, Kaylee, you were on the receiving end of bullying. And by the grace of God, you sit here today to tell your story. And I firmly believe God has a plan with your life. That's why you're here. But tell us, where did it all start?
So I started school at LCSI in the beginning of 2019, grade 9. And then one day when I went to class, I think it was during exam time, the children's bags were piled up on the floor. And I tripped on one of their bags and I fell. And it seemed like ever since that day, I became a joke.
You know, it's difficult for me to understand why children are so cruel and why they single out a certain pupil to do that. So how did they bully you and how did you experience it?
They would kick me. One day when I was reading the Bible, one of the girls stole the Bible and she threw it against my head and they would stab me out of the way or bump my head against the wall to see physical.
Now, Kaylee, why do you think today children bully other children? And why do you think they get such satisfaction from doing it? Because it is cruel.
I think it has something to do with their home circumstances, with the way they are being treated at home. And also torturing other children at school makes them feel powerful or it gives them power. Mm.
Now, Kaylee, it escalated to a certain point where you couldn't take it any longer. Take us on that journey. How did it escalate and how did it end?
Well, after I went to a teacher, after I felt like it got too much for me, I went to one of the teachers and I also told her that I'm very suicidal and that I don't want to come to school every day knowing that what I went through yesterday is going to happen today again. And so after she told me I'm retarded, I went to the bathroom and I started cutting myself. And after I started cutting myself, it became a habit and I started doing it every day. And the Monday after I got pushed down the stairs, that's when it got too much for me and I decided that today I'm not going to allow, I'll die before I let another person hurt me again.
Now, if you've been tuned in for the past few minutes, you would have listened to the story of a beautiful young girl who was cruelly bullied and actually tortured at school. Now, you know, Kaylee, the one thing that really gets to me is the reaction of the teacher, that an adult in her position could say that you are retarded. It's beyond my understanding. But I want to ask you two things now. So that we can understand, and maybe parents who are listening today will understand. You said that you started cutting yourself. Did someone show you? Did you just discover it by yourself? And what happens when you cut yourself? Does it bring some relief? On what sense? On what level?
When I started cutting myself, I was in the bathroom and I sat down and there was a piece of broken glass lying next to me. And I took it and I made a line on my skin. And then to me it felt like if I cut myself, it shows me that there is more pain than the pain I'm going through.
Wow.
After I cut myself, it just that feeling goes away.
You see, it's very important that we talk about this so that we can all understand what you went through. Now, as I said, the bullying and the cruel behavior intensified and escalated up to a point where you felt, I can take this no longer. What happened?
After the girl pushed me down the stairs, my head bumped against the gate and then everyone started laughing. And I didn't go after the teacher. She was my English teacher. After she said that I'm retarded, I never went back to a class. After I sat in the bathroom, I thought to myself that it's going to be like this every day. So what's the point of me even coming to school because I don't learn anything? I'm just going to be tortured again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided that today is I'm going to end my life. And I also knew that by ending my life, I'm going to hell. But I told myself that if I go to hell, it can't be worse than what I'm going through every day at school.
Wow. Because you were experiencing hell on earth every day at school. Now, I want parents who are listening and even children who are listening to understand what they are doing to someone if they carry on bullying. So what happened? How did you decide to make an end to it? And what happened? Because you're sitting here today looking as pretty as ever.
Thank you. When my mom came to fetch me at school, my thoughts were that I'm going to go home and then I'm going to hang myself. I got the skipping rope and everything to hang myself. When I got in the garage, my father was there. And I think it's only by the grace of God that he was there. And so I went back inside and there was no other way. And then I went and I scratched in the cabinets that was there and I found as much medication as I could take and I threw it on the cabinet. I remember all the different colors and I just started swallowing all of them.
Well, you said it yourself. By the grace of God, you are here today still, because I know that your story is going to change and to touch hundreds of lives. I believe God for that. He had a plan with your life. So who found you? What happened?
I don't know. I was unconscious after the medication.
And when you came to?
When I opened my eyes the first time after the attempt when I worked in hospital, when I opened my eyes and I saw my mother crying, I could feel my pain go away because how can I be so selfish to think that I am nothing when the person who gave life to me thinks that I'm something?
That you're everything. And that is how God feels about us.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And after you came out of hospital or after your suicide attempt, did you go back to school? And what did they say?
No, I didn't go back to school.
Mm.
No one checked on me or even asked after the attempt how I'm doing or how's it going now. No one.
Well, with me in the studio today, I've got Kaylee Jagers. So, Kaylee, you said that by the grace of God, you sit here today. When did your journey with God begin?
I gave my heart to Jesus at the age of 12 and I was baptized at the age of 14.
And during this whole journey, how did God present in your pain?
Like I said, I took my Bible to school. On the same day the girl taught the Bible, I opened the Bible on the scripture and it said about this man. It was Mark 5, verse 5, about the man that was cutting himself with stones.
Wow.
And I don't often read in scriptures about the man that cuts himself with stone.
Wow.
He was living in this valley of tombstones in the mountains and God came to him in the mountains and God saved him by just touching him.
You know, Kaylee, to tell you the honest truth, I never ever realized that myself either. How amazing is God and how practical is God to give you, a youngster who's cutting herself, that specific verse. Is God not gracious?
Yes, he is.
And the second?
And after everything happened, when I went out of school, when I was to my healing process one night when I was in my room, I opened the Bible again, and it opened at that same scripture. And I think that was God's way of speaking to me, because He saved that man who was living in mountains, and He did the same for me. He came and found me in my brokenness, and He saved me. After everything that happened, my faith became stronger, because I now know that everything I went through was for a purpose, so I can help another child or someone else going through the same pain to show them what I went through to help them, because I didn't have that back then. So I can help the next person.
And I know, Kaylee, that you have already started. You are speaking to pupils and to warn them of the dangers of bullying. So how do you roll out your program? Where do you talk? And how has it gone so far?
I started talking at the workshop Saturday in Kensington, and it's been great. After I was done, I noticed that the audience was tearful.
Kaylee, what is your dream? Because
I want to start a center to help others, because like you said, it's not only happening at schools, it's happening in workplaces.
Exactly.
Between employees, it's happening at churches, it's happening everywhere around us. And it has come to a point where people have normalized it. They don't take it as seriously as it is. That's why I want to start the center, so children, people can have a safe place to come talk to. Or if they need anyone to show them, they can come.
Well, our listeners are listening now, and that is your dream. So first of all, the first thing, we have wonderful prayer warriors. I want them to pray for you and for your family so that God will facilitate your dream and make it come true, because there is certainly a big gap for that in our community today. And secondly, if you have a message for parents today, parents of bullies, maybe they don't even realize their child is a bully, or parents of children who are being bullied, what would your message be to parents?
I would say to parents, if you work a lot and you don't see your child as often, always check how your child is doing. Check what your child is doing alone in their room. And if you could think that your child is being a bully at school, go to the school. Like I said, if you don't see your child as often, go to the school, ask the school how your child is going through at school. And always sit with your child, give them a hug if needed. They might not open up to you, but always hug your children.
I think the key word here is communication, and open communication in love always. Ek wil vir jou sê, Kaylee, dankie dat jy ingekom het en moeite gedoen het. Vir jou ma wat jou gebring het, vir ouma wat hier is vir ondersteuning, mag die Here vir julle ryklik seën. En my gebed is dat God julle grondgebied gaan vergroot, sodat ons daai sentrum in wording kan sien. Baie, baie dankie vir jou tyd vandag. Nou, as iemand vir jou wil kontak, vir jou ma wil kontak, miskien kan jy vir ons jou ma se kontaknommer gee.
So my mom's number is 084-766-3662. I repeat, it's 084-766-3662. Her name is Lucille.
Lucille Jagers. For your time today, for the effort, thank you so much. God bless you.
Pleasure.